Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Ketoleno. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said there was an attempt to open the doors of the Indian agricultural market to products of countries like the USA through cheap products, but it was foiled. He expressed his gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, stating that by prioritizing national interests, the interests of farmers have been protected. Mr. Chauhan was addressing an interaction program with farmers in Patna last evening.
प्रधानमंत्री जी का मैं हृदय से आभारी हूं कि भारत ने कह दिया राष्ट्र प्रथम राष्ट्र पर्व को सर्वोपरि और किसानों के हितों का पूरी तरह से संरक्षण करेंगे चाहे कुछ भी हो जाए। भारतीय अर्थव्यवस्था मैंने पहले भी कहा अश्वमेध का घोड़ा है, अब कोई रोक नहीं सकता। भारत के किसानों के हित सुरक्षित है आज, और जो चाहते थे वो हो जाता तो हमारे बाजार वहां के सस्ते अनाजों से भर जाते और किसान कहीं का नहीं रहता।
द मिनिस्टर सेड द इश्यू ऑफ इनइक्वालिटी बिटवीन अमेरिकन एंड इंडियन फार्मर्स वाज raised, adding that if the agricultural market had been opened through cheap exports, local farmers would have suffered losses. Nagaland's Deputy Chief Minister Hom Yantongo Paton has welcomed the release on bail of Sister Prithi Mary, Sister Vandana Francis and Sukaman Mandavi, who were arrested on July 25 in Chhattisgarh on allegations of forced religious conversion and human trafficking. Expressing concern over the matter, Mr. Paton urged authorities to ensure a fair, impartial and transparent investigation that respects the rights and dignity of all individuals involved. Reaffirming India's democratic and secular principles, he said, such allegations must be handled with utmost care, ensuring that no individual or community feels targeted or harassed. Mr. Paton expressed confidence that Chhattisgarh administration would uphold constitutional values and ensure justice through due process. A one-day awareness cum focus group discussion on the socio-economic and environmental impact of Jal Jeevan Mission and its sustainability was held at Mopung Chuket village yesterday. The program was organized by the Department of Environmental Science, Nagaland University, under an ICSSR-funded research project supported by the Ministry of Education. Led by Project Director Professor Ashutosh Tripathi, the session featured presentations on the mission's local implementation and ongoing empirical research across 25 villages in Mokokchun district. Discussions emphasize grassroots engagement for long-term water sustainability. Director of Technical Education Vipul Hulhungu emphasized the importance of healthy competition and perseverance among students. He was addressing the 46th Foundation Day cum Degree Toppers Felicitation Program of the All Nagaland College Students Union ANGSU held in Kohima. Congratulating the toppers, Lungu stressed that youth empowerment and education should go beyond individual success, aiming for collective community progress through resilience, unity and innovation. He also urged student leaders to stay committed to their responsibilities in uplifting the student community.
I'm students leaders, Anzu. 46 years is a mature. That's why you have to live up to the objective and goals of how, why Anzu was formed and to be the leaders. To be the role model of the student community, you need to be the best in your studies. We need to live up to the expectation of your founding leaders.
Altogether, 83 gold medalists and toppers were felicitated in the program. The NEET PG 2025 exam will be held today. Nearly 2,50,000 medical graduates will appear for the test in a single shift from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. The exam conducted by the National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences will be held as a computer-based test for admission to MD, MS and other postgraduate medical courses. And the second day of the 24th Dr. T. Au Inter-District Football Championship witnessed thrilling encounters at Indira Gandhi Stadium, Kohima yesterday. In the first match, defending champions Tuensang were held to a 1-1 draw by Mon. Tsumukedima edged past Longland with a narrow 1-0 victory, while Mokokchun put on a strong performance to defeat Walker 3-1. Barron wrapped up the day with a commanding 4-1 win over debutant Mallory. Matches will resume tomorrow as championship continues to heat up. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.